Fourth pack of Zavim, fourth Mishnah. Zav shoyim mutar on 15 solim, or 5 pundiyos. Zav was laying on 5 benches, or on 5 big, it's like pillows or some type of something one could lay on. La'olkon t'meyim. If he was going on the length of these Zav Salim or pundiyos, then they're all t'meyim. The rochbon, but it's going the width of them. His length was to their width, then tahir. Why? Because you need the majority of his body leaning on it in order to become tomei mishko b'moisha. So, if his entire length is on it, even though his length split up between five different kelim, one next to another, but his length to their length, his entire length is partially on each one of them. But if his length is to their width, just a sliver of his body is on it. That's not enough. Yoshen, he's sleeping. Suffering this happened at Leim. If it's a suffix, if he rolled onto one of these beds or pillows, then the Tameim, suffix Tuma, it should say Yochen is Tameim. Are you mutal as Shisha Kisoyos? He was on 6 chairs. Shtei Yodav Hashtayim. 2 hands of his are on 2 of them. Shtei Rakhav Hashtayim is 2 legs on 2 of them. Roishal Ephed is on 1 of them. Guf al Ephed, his body's, and the other one, Einu Tomei al Zesh Tachas Aguf. The one which the main part of his body is underneath is the one which is Tomei. Oimel Shtei Kisoyos, a person who's standing on 2 chairs. Shimon Oimel, Rechoikim Zem Yisrael Tehoyim. If the chairs are separated from one another, they're both Torah because neither of the two has the majority of his weight on it. That's Rav Shimon's opinion, that's not that halachic.